Historical reenactors are often sticklers for detail. Their mission is to keep it real and make history more accessible to a modern audience. But accessibility has its limits, according to one of the co-stars retracing Lewis and Clark's fabled cross-country journey. Scott Mandrell is a teacher from Missouri. He's been playing the role of Meriwether Lewis since 2003, the beginning of the bicentennial festivities. 1/8 of the way into the trek, Mandrell called it quits. He left the Discovery expedition, and last week he launched his own rival expedition.
For me, personally, the focus of the Lewis and Clark commemoration at this point, you know, really needed to be on the trail and the story of the trail, the physical trail. And the trail, being the river, it necessitated us being on the river so that we could capture photographs of what it looks like today and document the same thing and treat it as a compare and contrast to the original expedition.
So you felt that they weren't being true to the expedition as detailed in Lewis and Clark's and those diaries that they painstakingly kept?
Well, no, I mean, there are other reenactors who are telling the story through the clothing of the period, through different things like that, and I'm just trying to focus on making sure that the public awareness is about the river and the land that constitutes Lewis and Clark Trail and the people who live along it and who have called this place home for many, many, many centuries, long before the European, influx.
And what were the other guys, or what are the other guys doing?
They're continuing to do public, education programming, and they're in the towns along the way, and they're, demonstrating the skills and the clothing and all of the visual aspect of what the expedition would have looked like 200 years ago had someone encountered them. I mean, we may not always look like people perceive Lewis and Clark to look like 200 years ago, but I'm pretty sure by the time we make it to the Pacific Ocean, our eyes and the look in our eye will probably be pretty similar to that outfit.
So if we did spot you there along the Missouri River, what would we see?
You would see, at any given time, four men and a Newfoundland dog paddling up the wide Missouri.
You set out in the role of Meriwether Lewis, and you had a partner. I mean, so what do you have? Is someone traveling along with you right now? Is there still a Lewis and Clark?
There is a Clark with me. He is a fourth great grandson of William Clark, who is Churchill Clark from Denver, Colorado. He's traveling with me, as well as the number of other fellows, and we've got guys who are going to be coming and going throughout the year. But yes, there is a descendant of Clark traveling along. We meet Clarks all along the way. They're a pretty prolific lot.
So you parted ways with that original expedition, but you don't sound at all bitter.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, there's a lot of good friends there, and I've got a few extra canoes with me, and I've told a couple of them if they get a couple down days to come over and jump in a canoe with me and see this beautiful river valley.
Well, Scott Mandrell, thanks so much for talking to us, and best of luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Michelle.
Scott Mandrell speaking to us along the Missouri River, where he's carrying out his own reenactment of Lewis and Clark's fabled journey.